We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, this is chapter number 12, text number 13 and 14. This is the matter of devotional service. This is a very famous verse that Krishna endorses what is meant by devotional service and what does he expects from a devotee. Advaita sarva bhutana maitra karuna eva cha nirmamo nirahankara sama dukha sukha kshami santustha satatam yogi yatatma drada nishchayaha mayyarpitam manor buddhyo matbhakta sa me priya. Advaita, non-envious. Sarva bhutanam, towards all living entities. Maitraha, friend. Karunaha, kindly. Eva, certainly. Cha, also. Nirmamaha, no sense. The proprietorship.
No
Nirahankara. Without false ego. Sama. Equal. Dukkha. In distress. Sukha. In happiness. Shami. Forgiving. Santustaha. Satisfied. Satatam. Always. Yogi. One engaged in devotion. Yat Atma. Self-control. Drada nishchaya, with determination. Mari, upon me. Yaha, arpita, engage. Manaha, my buddhihi, and intelligence. Yaha, one who. Mad bhakta, my devotee. Saha, the may to me priyaha dear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shukadeva. One who is not envious but is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor and is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. Coming again to the point of pure devotional service, the Lord is describing the transcendental qualification of a pure devotee in these two verses. A pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstances. Nor is he envious of anyone. Nor does a devotee become his enemy. He thinks this person is acting as my enemy due to my own past misdeeds. So it is better to suffer than to protest. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 8th verse, it is stated that Tatte anukampam su samikshamano gunjanam evatma kritam vipakam. Whatever a devotee is in distress or has fallen into difficulty, he thinks that it is Lord's mercy upon him. He thinks, thanks to my past misdeed, that I should suffer far, far greater than I am suffering now. So it is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that I am not getting all the punishment I am due. I am just getting a little by the mercy of the Supreme Understanding God. Therefore, he is always calm, quiet and patient despite many distressful conditions. A devotee is always kind to everyone, even to his enemy. Nirmama means that a devotee does not attach much importance to the pains and troubles pertaining to the body because he knows perfectly well that he is not the material body. He does not identify with the body. Therefore, he is freed from the conception of the false ego and is equipoised in happiness and in distress. He is tolerant and he is satisfied with whatever comes by the grace of the Supreme Lord. He does not endeavor much to achieve something with great difficulty. Therefore, he is always joyful. He is a completely perfect mystic because he is fixed in the instructions received from the spiritual master and because his senses are controlled, is determined. He is not swayed by the false arguments because no one can lead him from fixed determination of devotional service. He is fully conscious that Krishna is eternal Lord, so no one can disturb him. All these qualifications enable him to fix his mind and intelligence entirely on the Supreme Lord. Such a standard of devotional service is undoubtedly very rare, but a devotee becomes situated in that state by following the regulative principles of devotional service. Therefore, the Lord says that such a devotee is very dear to him. For the Lord is always pleased with all his activities in full Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Sharataya चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदाभ्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुर्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सार्धजातं साधना रघुनाथान्तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सजनललिता श्रीविशाखानुकाश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धुर्विघ्नबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त राधाकान्तनमस्मते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराणी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विशुकां सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिभ्ये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत राधा शिवादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. One who is not envious, but is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor and is free from the false ego, who is equal to both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. So yesterday we were looking into the most confidential knowledge where the qualification of non-enviousness was essential. So Krishna is reiterating that when we are in connection with Lord Shri Krishna with the prerequisite qualities of non-enviousness with him, then it must be reflected in the character of the devotee for others in relationship to Krishna. In relationship to Krishna, one should not be envious of anyone. Yudhishthira's name was Ajatashatru, whose enemy was never born. Why? Because he was equipoised. Sama sukhad dukhas kshami. Sama. He is equal to both happiness and distress. That's an art of cultivating indifference in the opposites of material world. whole material world is filled with opposites. So if we are swayed away by happiness, overjoyed, and we simply hanker for joy only, so by hook or crook, squeeze out the material nature for entertainment, thinking that this will be joy. But it is fantasy. It is simply make-believing. Rather, what happens that in material world, not only joy comes, misery is also followed by package. You can't take only joy and discard misery. No, both have to be accepted. Because the mixed modes of material nature act. It's not that only Satvagun is acting, therefore you can anticipate joy. No, Rajogun is in between Sattva and Tama. So it is going to create a mixed mode. Partly it will be thinking of good for himself, but at the same time false ego, which is born of ignorance, will make him miserable. So our results of the karma are mixed. Mixed. Yesterday we saw the example of Yudhishthira Maharaj coming from the hell. And Duryodhana was laughing at him. Because a slight lie can give him. But he did not understand that the full package of misery was also waiting for him. So Duryodhana did not know that. Unless he was told. Then he said, oh. So then he will be taken by surprise. But a person who is in knowledge never gets surprised, because he cultivates indifference between both. Both happiness and distress, they come. They must be tolerated. Because they are anitya. Krishna says in second chapter, Agama upayina tanti viksho bharata. Matras parshastu kaunteya sitoshna sukha dukkha da agama upayina. Anityam tanti viksho bharata. Anityam. It is very impermanent. Therefore, it must be tolerated. The tolerance will cultivate indifference. Tolerate happiness and tolerate misery too. Don't be overjoyed by the happiness. Neither don't be despondent on the miseries. They come on their own accord because we acted in the past like that. So the package was mixed. The reflection by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a non-envious way will also become a reflection on all the living entities, of all His creatures in His relation. The reflection of our behavior with each other will be non-envious. That is to be cultivated within the devotees. That must be there. It's an ideal behavior, but Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava etiquette has to keep in this mind that because we are devotees, we are non-envious to the Father. So naturally, we have a common denominator, the Father. Therefore, in relationship to the Father, I can love my brother without any anticipation or any motivation or anything. No strings attached. So that advaishta sarvabhuta. First we have to become advaishta with Krishna Himself. Because that was our original mistake. Ichha dvesh. samukthena dvandamohena bharata. A separate desire that was born out of hate towards the Supreme Personality. Sarva bhutani sammoham sarve anti paramtapa. My dear Arjun, you know that each and every living entity, without any exception, they have fallen into the delusion of duality. Opposites. Duality means opposites. The whole material world is made up of opposites. But in spiritual world, there is harmony. There is spiritual unity. Qualitative unity. Here, within our own body, we are in duality. Because we are spirit soul and confined into material world. Completely opposite. So how long the immersion of oil and water is going to remain? Time will separate amount. So in the same way, our all relations, you know, our attachments, all our activities, all of that will be separated out by the effect of time. Therefore, a devotee, knowing that he is eternally part and parcel of the Supreme, subservient to him, naturally cultivates this divine qualities of Advaita, Sarva Bhutanam. Maitra Karuna Evacha. He is compassionate not only on the basis of bodily inconveniences or problems of others. Karuna should be felt that how long this living entity will remain in ignorance. Please let me help him to wake him up. Jiva jago, jiva jago, gauva chandra gauva. Kato nidra jao maya pishachir. Let his ignorance be removed immediately. So, he is friend of all. And a friend is always a well-wisher. There are different kinds of friendship according to the age. When two like-minded people come together, they develop friendship, right? But at the same time, when they go deeper, that friendship becomes more and more distinct according to the confidentiality of the nature of that relationship. So, if he's of the same age, he's called Sakha. A Mitra is called Sakha. Sakha means his peer. Then, suppose if he's brotherly like, then he's called Bandhu. A friend is called Bandhu if he is brotherly like. More intimacy is there in that relationship. Then another is Suridam. Surid. He is well-wishing. Means because he is a very good friend, benevolent, always remain as a benefactor for his friend, then he is called Surida. Krishna, in the form of Paramatma, claims himself that I am the best friend situated in everyone's heart. Surida sarva bhutanam. He is situated in the heart, means most confidential place of the living entity where he is residing. That is called the heart. But along with him, he is accompanying him as Paramatma. So, who is a better friend than Paramatma? But a devotee, like Srila Prabhupada will always like your evolution mission. A.C. That means he has developed that characteristic of confidential nature of the Lord, and he is reflecting on all of us. you know, all of us. So, naturally he must be very dear. Then he says, Nirmamo Nirahankar. Nirmam. He is detached. He does not show possessiveness. This is not mine. It is Krishna's. Mayavadi may say this is not mine, but they do not attribute to who it belongs to. They are rejecting people. They do not know how to use, utilize it. They have no practicality in utility. So, they are not nirmama. Nirahankara. They are devoid of false ego. Because they are rightly situated in their original occupational duty. They are situated in Devasaya, Tika Buddhi, which is Jivera Suru Pohara Krishna Nitya Das. That is the nature. And Sama Dukha Sukha, Sama Dukha or Sukha, he is indifferent to both happiness and distress. And Kshami means he is very tolerant and moreover he is forgiving. Kshama. Kshamata is tolerance, but he is able to absorb insults or praise and tolerate it. You know, and he does not take any repercussions, revenge or anything. Santustra. When one achieves this tranquility in Krishna consciousness, that gain is so much greater than anything else in the material world. So Krishna says that yam labdva chaparam labham manyate nadikam tat. By achieving this greatest benefit, he does not hanker for any greater benefit. He is completely convinced that when he is satisfied, full satisfaction is guaranteed, what else is there for hankering? That is the fact on devotional service. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam in the first verse itself, after the establishment of the Brahma Sutra, Janmadhyasyata, he said, Savai Punsam Paro Dharma, Yator Bhakti Radoksha Jena, Ahaituki Aprasita, Yayatma Suprasitati. The self is satisfied. Because all our activities are geared for satisfaction of the Supreme, therefore the Vedic aphorism says, Yasmin tuste jagat tusta. If you are able to satisfy the Supreme Lord, everything else will be satisfied. So, santusta. A devotee is reflecting that quality which is divine in nature. That is santusta. Satatam yogi is always in union with me. Yoga means to connect. That devotee is always abiding in me. Yet atma drada nishchaya, always endeavoring in that fashion, with full determination, unshakable determination. Maya pitam manorvati, he has given as an offering his mind, his entirety, manorbuddhi, even intelligent, in his service. That devotee is very dear to me. So Krishna prefers loving exchange can be conducted with that devotee. It's not that his passion, no. He can be remaining impartial with the materialistic, either those who are good or bad,
means duality, who are in duality, he shows partiality. Or in other words, whatever happens to them, he does not bother, means he is remaining impartial to the materialist. In Bhagavad Gita, you find such verse that seemingly they are controversial, but they are not. Na dvesti na priyosti. Samam sarva bhuteshu na dvesti na priyosti. I am equal to every living entity. There is nobody more favorable or unfavorable to me. But ye bhajanti tu mam. But one who worships with love and devotion, ye picha, I reciprocate with him. So here Krishna shows the reciprocation that he is very dear. So this reciprocation is the fulfillment of our life. If Krishna reciprocates, this is called mercy of the Lord. It's not that mercy comes in a material way. No, that is the result of our karma. And we can offer that to Krishna. Not that we can enjoy because Krishna has given me. Bhagavan ki kripa hai, diya hai chappar phaad ke. He has given so much. But how much entanglement? Do you think entanglement is kripa or bhagavan? If he is so much entangled with materialistic activities, will he consider that is also kripa? No. So, that is the blessing of Maya, not blessings of Krishna. So, we have to understand that the character of a devotee must be cultivated and it should be reflected with our behavior. By our behavior, we stand out. So, in this way, the discussion on the most confidential knowledge, that culminates in love of Godhead. Priya. Priya means love. Priya, prema, everything is in alignment. So prema pumartha mahan is the fifth endeavor we must perform in our life that is higher than moksha. It sets up into the eternal realm of loving devotional service in Goloka.